Early on in the pandemic, COVID-19 was known for attacking older people and those with underlying health conditions. More recently, cases have surged among young people. And while 20-somethings are less likely to be hospitalized or to die from COVID-19, they do face a stigma and finger-pointing others do not. Ryan Denham has the story.
For Mary O'Brien, the physical symptoms of COVID-19, that persistent headache, congestion, and extreme fatigue, was nothing compared to the emotional and social price that she paid. The 21-year-old from Normal found out she was positive in early May after a trip to the Bloomington drive-through testing site. Almost immediately after being tested, O'Brien says she felt ostracized by several of her friends. The harassing texts got so bad, she literally left town, relocating temporarily to a relative's vacant house up north so she could quarantine. She moved out of her apartment in one day while sick with COVID.
I felt so alone, so like hated for something that I didn't even ask to be hated for. Like, it'd be different if I was just being rude or being ignorant, or, but I didn't even ask for that. Like, it just happened. Like, wasn't anybody's fault. I probably walked past the wrong person in Aldi or something, like, you know.
O'Brien is among the growing number of people in their 20s who've tested positive for the coronavirus. Those in their 20s are the number one age group for cases in McLean and Peoria counties. It's about 1 in 4. That exceeds the statewide average. Cases among young people have surged across the country in recent weeks. In McLean County, about 15% of its cases have been people without symptoms. Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says that percentage is even higher for 20-somethings.
That is concerning because, you know, we don't know what COVID looks like. It doesn't look like someone who's ill necessarily. If someone is asymptomatic, they could still be spreading that virus.
Governor J.B. Pritzker highlighted the high number of 29 and under cases during a recent visit to Peoria to warn that the region was potentially just days away from renewed restrictions. He pointed to social gatherings and household spread from family member to family member as culprits. Experts say the simplest explanation is that those in their 20s are most likely to be social, and they're often working high-exposure frontline jobs at grocery stores, restaurants, and bars. And while otherwise healthy 20-somethings like O'Brien are less likely to be hospitalized or die from COVID, they do face a stigma that older patients do not. Here's Lisa Thompson, executive director for the Bloomington nonprofit Project Oz, which serves a growing number of youth displaced from housing because of COVID.
As a very social age group, have the social norms of being together and a fear of prompt social isolation. If you say to somebody that you're undergoing testing or that you had exposure, that often means to a young person, go away. Like, you can't be around us. And for that age group, I think that's a really devastating isolation is just devastating.
O'Brien says she still doesn't know where she contracted COVID-19. She's a student at ISU, also works as a political campaign manager and at a Bloomington sporting goods store. Before her May 1st test, O'Brien says she followed public health guidelines like social distancing to what she felt was a reasonable degree.
I can only guess where it came from, but I know it didn't come from partying, and that's what everyone thinks it comes from. They're like, oh, you were just partying too much. I'm like, yeah, I went out to a party or two. Not going to deny it. I'm not following the CDC guidelines like an angel. Like, I admit to that. I think a lot of people think that young kids are coming down with it mainly from partying. I don't think that's the case all the time.
Now, public health officials and college campuses are trying to reinforce messaging about masks and social distancing in ways that resonate with young people. Jackie Lanier is an associate professor at ISU's Department of Health Sciences. She has a background in community health.
With messaging, I think you have to lead with empathy and compassion. You can't just say, do this, but also acknowledge that it's hard, and we understand this is hard. No one loves to wear a mask, and wearing a mask sort of sucks, but it's not forever. This is for the benefit and for the health of you, for your friends, so that eventually you can be together in the way that you want to be.
Lanier says past public health campaigns have found success with a harm reduction approach. Instead of just telling underage people not to drink, for example, campaigns have tried to meet them where they are by pointing out binge drinking behaviors, how much alcohol your body can process in an hour, and the risks of drinking and driving.
Especially around social distancing, is in the face of just don't get together, we need to provide them some alternatives and say that, okay, if you can't be in a large group together, there are other things you can do. Get together with a smaller group of friends, physically distanced, maybe outside, but also wear a face covering.
O'Brien says she's not alone in facing bullying after her positive test. She says her current roommate got it even worse than she did.
It's so scary to be, first off, alone. Because when I was going through it, I couldn't even hug my mom when I was crying because I felt like my friends hated me. And just the level of compassion just wasn't there all the time like it should have been. And I think that's the one thing that people do need to remember. Like, yeah, we can all judge. Yeah, we can all be mad. We can all be frustrated, because I know I'm frustrated now when people don't wear masks in public. But like, in the end, be compassionate to when someone gets the disease. It's not like they asked for it.
Since her bout with COVID-19, O'Brien says she's been a sounding board for others who are getting tested or have questions, a counselor of sorts. I'm Ryan Denham.
About 30% of McLean County's coronavirus cases to date have been people in their 20s.